Y'all hear me, listeners. Daryl Henderson should be winning the Doak tonight. D'Angelo Williams did not. He was a finalist for this award in 2005 and attended the ceremony. He was the first Tiger to be nominated to be at that ceremony, John. College football was. He didn't. You know who won in 2005? You were doing trivia on me earlier. Take a guess. Who won the Doak in 2005? Who beat out D'Angelo?
Oh my God!
Little trivia for you, since you want to put Big Daddy on the spot.
Big Daddy now. When did you become Big Daddy?
Just kidding around. Well, my wife called me that because it's her birthday.
Oh, she called you Big Daddy.
Well, of course, on her birthday.
My goodness. Because
Big Daddy's, you know, doing all the fun.
Is it an obscure name?
I should have already, I'm sorry about this, honey. I should have already wished my lovely wife a happy birthday. It's her birthday today. Anyway, go right ahead, gentlemen, with your answers.
Is it an obscure running back?
No.
Okay, I know who it is.
Who?
Adrian Peterson.
Nope.
No, he was after that.
Was he?
Yeah. He didn't play when D'Angelo was in college.
2005, big-time running back. He beat out D'Angelo for the award.
Big-time running back.
Yes.
Man, who was 2005?
I could tell you a team played for in the NFL, or teams.
Name the team.
Name one of them. Name his major team.
Name your one team he played for.
He's gonna name the one that he wasn't a factor for.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Detroit.
My God.
Come on, guys.
Reggie Bush.
Thank you.
Okay, there we go. Reggie Bush.
Thank you.
God, Reggie Bush was a Lion? I can't even remember.
D'Angelo wasn't going to beat out Reggie Bush that year. Daryl Henderson needs to beat out Jonathan Taylor tonight. He's the better run. He's had the better season.
So he's got more touchdowns on the ground.
Yes.
He's got fewer attempts. He's got a higher yards per attempt average.
He leads the nation on the all-purpose yards, which you have right in front of you, I believe.
2,204.
All right.
So if that...
25 total touchdowns.
He's got three touchdowns in the air, right? He's got three receiving touchdowns. So he's got 25 total to 15 total for Jonathan Taylor. So he obviously... I mean...
Is this going to be a P5 bias thing? That's why I talked about Oresco needs to get this done.
I mean, Daryl Henderson is a better package overall as a running back than Jonathan Taylor.
He is. He's had a better season.
We'd have to get Congress involved, frankly.
You talked about you had the all-purpose. He leads nation in the all-purpose yards, 2,328. Leads nation with 25 total touchdowns. Leads nation with 15 total plays of 40-plus yards. Nobody more explosive in the country than Daryl Henderson in a backfield this year. He should win the award.
I agree.
Do not cheat Memphis tonight.
I agree. Yeah, that'd be a shame. That'd be a real shame.
College football awards tonight in Atlanta.
All right. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Joe Theismann is going to join us at 12:25. We're going to talk to him about the NFL and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Favorite 92.9 FM, ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue, and they've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville, family-owned and operated since 1969. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop for the last 5 years running. They're certified by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Acura, and Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
The all-new Bob Johnston Chevrolet on Highway 51 in Covington is open and ready to earn your business. Two very important things you'll find are exceptional service and the best prices. The entire staff at Bob Johnston Chevrolet is committed to customer satisfaction, and a big part of that satisfaction is knowing you got the best price possible. Let them show you why Chevrolet is the most awarded and fastest-growing brand. Find new roads at Bob Johnston Chevrolet, on the web at TennesseeChevrolet.com or BobJohnstonChevy.com.
Men, do you have symptoms of low testosterone or hypogonadism? CNS Healthcare is looking for volunteers to take part in a low testosterone or hypogonadism clinical research study for men 45 to 80 years of age with a history or risk of heart disease or stroke. You may be eligible for some compensation for participation. If you're interested, call 901-843-1045 or visit cnshealthcare.com to learn more.
Men, are you noticing your hair is getting thinner? How about a receding hairline? Are you beginning to get concerned? Would you like to be able to fix it once and for all? We offer Almi, an amazing technique. No downtime, no sedation, no discomfort. We use your own body fat, stem cells, and PRP to regenerate your own hair growth once and for all. Visit SneedMediSpa.com for more information. That's SneedMediSpa.com.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers. What do you love this holiday?
The Time and Eternity necklace. It features a high-performance diamond, and when you slip it around her neck, she's going to know you love her through time and eternity.
What makes it high-performance?
Well, the average diamond only has 57 facets. This diamond has 89.
That high-performance is something guys know about. Extra sparkle, almost double.
Extra sparkle, extra light performance, and it starts at only $75. You got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bigger, brighter diamonds, free financing, four convenient locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Christmas time is nearly upon us. That means it's time to get over to Denstals. They've got all the assorted chocolates, cashew crunch, turtlets, heavenly crunch, all that stuff you can get for the holiday gifts, stocking stuffers, or you can get gifts for under the tree. Don't forget to get some of their chocolate pecan fudge, named the best in America. You guys know it's when it's Denstals, that means it's handmade here in Memphis. It's done fresh daily, and it is so good. You are not doing it right for Christmas if you don't have you some chocolate Santas from Denstals. Delicious. John, I'm so glad my fast is over. You know what that means now? That means I can eat all the Denstals that I want. You can give them your list. They can create a tower for you, basket trays for your holiday gifts and for your parties. Give them that list. They're going to ship your packages to your clients, maybe to you, family, friends, whatever it is. They're going to do it via FedEx, so it's going to be there on time and perfect. New store in Kyrville is now open. You need to stop by one of their stores. They're at Laurelwood, Germantown, or Pleasant View, or the new store in Kyrville, as I said, at 231 New Byhalia. And let Denstals stuff your stockings this year. Denstals, filling your holidays with sweet memories for more than 100 years. All right, every day at this time, we do the rundown. Why don't we get to it?
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest midday stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
There is a Bleacher Report story out that we did not talk about yesterday, John Martin, but it is shaking some things up in the NBA. They're asking LeBron about it, BD. They went to LeBron and said, what do you think about what Kevin Durant said about you, about players playing with you? And LeBron said, I'll tell you what he said, what KD said, but LeBron was like, well, I need to know what the context of those comments were, because I'm not going to comment on that, which lets you know that what was said must have been pretty serious. LeBron says, hold on, I want to get the full blow before I make any comments. Here's what was said. Rick Bucher was doing a story for Bleacher Report, basically about, you know, the idea of LeBron, right, guys are obviously going to come join him. We've all thought and written in terms of next year, in terms of the Lakers going out and getting a big free agent, right? So they've yep. He wrote a story about, hey, do guys really want to play with LeBron or not, right? And an interesting angle. And he talked to KD about it. He talked to a number of players about it. But the one that's bringing up the most mess right now is his quotes that he got from KD. Now, here's what was said. I'll just read you what was said, and then we'll get into what we think. Warriors forward Kevin Durant, I'm reading from the story now at Bleacher Report, who has been more ambiguous about his potential free agent plans for next summer, said he understands why certain stars might balk at joining forces with LeBron. I thought KD started out okay. Listen, it depends on what kind of player you are, Durant said. If you're Kyle Korver, then it makes sense, because Kyle Korver in Atlanta was the bulk of the offense, and he's not a number one option at all, not even close. So his talents benefit more from a guy who can pass and penetrate and get open. That makes sense, right? Would y'all agree?
Yep.
I mean, he kind of threw Kyle, you know, he kind of put the limit on, but it's truth, right? It's truth. He didn't kill Kyle Korver there, but it's truth. Now, here's where he started to get, where people started to get some feelings about. If you're a younger player like a Kawhi, who's obviously been, you know, some people have talked about whether or not he'll join LeBron with the Lakers or go somewhere else, stay in Toronto, what's he going to do? But he brought up Kawhi. Kevin Durant, he said, if you're a younger player like a Kawhi, trying to pair him with LeBron James doesn't really make sense, KD said. Kawhi enjoys having the ball in his hands, controlling the offense, dictating the tempo with his post-ups. It's how he plays the game. A lot of young players are developing that skill. They don't need another guy. While that may be true, John, again, much like the Kyle Korver, the statement about Kyle Korver, you got to know now you're talking about a realistic possibility. You got to know that LeBron James wants to attract another big-time free agent at least to get this thing going next year. That was always the plan, and it might be Kawhi. So putting any stuff in the water, and I realize he's answering honestly, right?
Yep.
But he starts getting off track. He starts going too far, and he should have thought about that. This is what was told to LeBron, because Durant went further. So much hype comes from being around LeBron from other people. He has so many fanboys in the media. Even the beat writers just fawn over him. I'm like, we're playing basketball here, and it's not even about basketball at certain points. So I get why anyone wouldn't want to be in that environment, because it's toxic, especially when the attention is BS, use the word, attention fluff. It's not LeBron's fault at all. It's just the fact you have so many groupies in the media that love to hang on every word. Just get out of the way and let us play basketball. Do you see what I'm saying? You're at a point now you're calling it because of the fanboys and the media and everything else, which may or may not be true. Probably some truth in that, clearly. You're saying it's toxic around LeBron. You are now saying it ain't a good idea to go play with LeBron. You know, you started out innocently answering these questions. I'm sure doing Rick Bucher a great favor, giving him these quotes. But then you go too far. Mm-hmm. You're the most sensitive dude in the league. You're the dude that left the team, right, that got beat and went and joined the enemy. They got that on you, Kevin. That's you that made that decision. You know, I've sat here and said, oh, man, people have beat him. But then you come out. I've said people have beat him over the head with that too long. He was an assassin in those finals. He stepped up. Whatever. It's still the case. And even when you try to defend him on that, you come back and you start talking about other people's situations like this and whether that's going to work. Whether Kawhi and LeBron would work. Are you kidding me?
Right.
I said it to y'all off air before the show. But, like, guys like that in that position, Kawhi, LeBron, if that's the way he's going to approach this, he should keep their names out of his mouth, because he's not the guy that should be saying it with his story. John, it reeks of jealousy. What he said about LeBron and the toxicity around him and how the media, you know, fanboys, which, again, probably some truth in that. Truth always somewhere in the middle. But it reeks of jealousy. Because of what we know about him, because of what how sensitive we know he is. This is the man that went out and got fake, you know, burner accounts.
Yep.
So he could defend himself.
Yep.
He cares what other people think of him. John, I believe he wants everybody to like him.
He does.
He believes everybody likes LeBron. The spotlight's on him. And you're going to go out there and tell Rick Bucher that it's toxic? You know, it's one thing to say, yeah, I can understand a few guys not wanting to play with LeBron. That's probably got some unique, it's a unique situation. Could have ended it right there. You start going into why Kawhi won't work. You start talking about how it's toxic around LeBron. You're doing your guy, they're supposed to be cool. You're doing your dude a disservice at this point. That's the point where you need to shut your mouth.
Right.
It's ridiculous, especially coming from the source it's coming from. Coming from KD. Come on, bro. I can't even help you anymore. You can't even defend this guy on the move anymore because you come out and make dumb statements like this. And so now it's rock the.
So obviously, I mean, we don't have to worry about Kevin Durant leaving for the Lakers.
Done.
I mean, there's no
way LeBron looks at this and says, hey, man, thank you. You were just speaking from your heart.
Right. I mean, you call it a situation toxic.
Brother, you said when it's around me, you know, it's toxic. Like, huh?
I mean,
like,
do you think he makes any valid points?
Yes. When it comes to the basketball of it, Kyle Korver needs a guy that's going to get it to him in the corner. A guy that's going to have the ball in his hands all the time. That makes all the sense in the world.
Right.
But you start going too far when you say a situation that you know is very plausible.
Yeah.
LeBron probably wants Kawhi.
Yeah.
You go into it and say it won't work. Brother, that's not that. You can't do that. You can't. You were the guy that had to go join Steph and Steph and Clay and all that and Draymond to win a title. Like, I got tired of folks beating him up over that.
Because,
again, he comes out and he's assassin in the finals. He does his part. But, again, he didn't win nothing until he went there. I don't know what it's going to take for him to realize, dude, you're never going to be liked by everybody. And, dude, if this is the big one, if it's more than that, if it's you want to be LeBron,
yeah,
you want that on you, this ain't the way to go get it. This ain't the way to go get it. John, I'm worried about this dude's, I'm going to say worried about it because I ain't going to lose any sleep over it. But in turn, we talked about it a little bit before the show, but when we're talking about legacy with KD. Right now, all he's done is gone and joined the enemy, and he had to do that to win the titles, right? He couldn't get it done at OKC, the team that drafted him, right? Couldn't get it done there. If he, which we all feel like is going to break off, right? Because why would he break off? Because he's going to want to defend himself on this. You had to go join Golden State. So whether it's the Knicks, whether it's somebody else, he's going to leave. And, John, if he doesn't win a title elsewhere where it's his team, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Folks are going to look at that dude, and it's always going to be, you had to go there, and you were a little punk.
Now,
like that's starting to be what the legacy is going to be if he keeps, you know, keeps talking like this. There's one part of me that appreciates that his honesty, right? That he says what he feels, but there's a way to be a pro, and this is not a professional way of carrying yourself.
It's not
at all.
It's not. Yeah. Now let me ask you this: if I told you, Jason, you're an NBA free agent. No, but you're not a great player. I mean, you're a good player. You're a serviceable player. You know, you can play a role for a good team, but you're not a superstar.
Yeah, okay.
But you can get a mid-level exception somewhere, right?
Okay,
I mean,
okay.
You can do something like that. If you know, and you're being recruited. You're being recruited by, you know, big-time players, right? LeBron's recruiting you. You know, Steph is recruiting you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Kyrie is recruiting you, and James Harden is recruiting. You know,
I don't want to play James, but go ahead. Yeah, Paul George like
is recruiting
I like,
you.
Yeah, I like that. He had 47 last night.
If you're obviously everybody's offering you the same thing. Everybody's offering you the same amount of money, the mid-level exception. That's all they can offer you. Who, and you're basing your decision on, like, who you want to play with, where would you go?
I mean, that's a tough decision, John.
I know it is.
I mean, you can put me on the spot.
Yeah, I mean, I want to know how you're wired. Because for me, the answer is easy.
Well, you're Patty Pump.
Yeah.
You want that spotlight.
Yeah.
I'm willing to be a role player, so it's two different decisions.
I'm
more that guy that doesn't need that, that doesn't feel like I need it.
I'm going to play with LeBron. I saw what he did for Mike Miller's career.
You straight Mike Miller, Kyle Korver. That's what you want to be with LeBron.
It's fun to be on LeBron's team when you're a shooter.
I won't disagree with you. You're going to get those rings if you got a couple more pieces.
I've got one at my house right now. Yeah. I haven't given the championship ring back.
I'm sorry?
I still have a championship ring, a Miami Heat championship ring in my house.
That's how I know it's not real.
It's 100% real. I'll bring it to you. I'll show you.
Who does it belong to?
It belongs to Ernie.
It can't be real because he would have asked for it back already.
No, it's 100% real, dude. It's blindingly bright. You know what fake diamonds look like. I'm telling you. It's not a player ring, but it is a championship ring.
It's worth thousands.
It would definitely get thousands. It has Ernie's name engraved.
You've had this since the Halloween party.
Yeah.
This is wow.
Yeah,
it says, between you folks. It's amazing.
What did Fizdale write on the blackboard, man? He wrote something like forged in fire. That's what's engraved on the ring.
Oh man, that's awesome.
It's not fake.
How come you aren't wearing it? If you're just going to keep it the whole time.
I'll wear another man's ring.
You got another man. You wore the other man's ring to the costume.
I'm not gonna walk around. It's not even. It's his. It has his last name on it.
Then give it back.
I'm trying.
You should be a good borrower and give it back.
He doesn't really. He's like, you know.
You're that dude
that
keeps it, and he forgets about it.
No,
and you're that dude that ends up having it and putting it in a box and showing it to everybody.
No, because everybody's like,
because dude forgot.
Because everybody's like, who is Kuiper? It's not, if there was no last name on it, it'd be different. But there's a last name engraved on it. So
you don't need to let them read it that close. You just put it in the box.
So I would play for LeBron with LeBron.
Yeah, yeah. You just like Durant said, you're just like Kyle Korver.
Yeah, but who would you play with, though? That's the question, and you're avoiding it.
I don't know. It's not about that. Not James Harden.
Bennett, do you know who you would want to play for and with? Do you have a preference?
Not Paul George.
If you're a free agent.
Although I kind of.
All the money's the same, and you're just basing your decision on like who you'd most want to play with because they think they'd maximize your talent.
The Memphis Grizzlies.
It's LeBron. Come on, that's the answer.
Right.
The answer's not Russell Westbrook.
No, because you'd feel like you'd never get the ball.
Yep.
You know,
Paul's getting it though. He got it last night. Did you see?
Paul
finally hit a shot. He finally hit a shot in the you know, the clutch moments of a game. He'd been like 0-14 lifetime. He finally did it last night. It was against the Nets. If they had to come back, they won. Big win for them. OKC is rolling, y'all.
Yeah, so I'm with you. Kevin Durant should worry about, like, his team. Like, they're, like...
You agree with me.
He's acting like he's injured or something, and he's just not, like, not playing an actual season this year, you know?
He's letting...
Focus on your team, bro.
I'm telling y'all, Draymond got that man triggered.
Yeah, he's out.
He's out.
But, you know, is he going to go to New York and start a dynasty with David Fizdale? That'd be something.
KD, man, you can man up.
Man
be
up.
Be a pro, man. Just be a pro.
Next story.
Vernon Carey, who is the consensus number three player in America, made his commitment earlier today. Committed to Mike Krzyzewski and Duke. They are on a roll for the ages in recruiting. Remember when it felt like Duke was kind of done? Not that long ago, right? Like 4 or 5 years ago, like they weren't the thing.
Well, it's before he got joined the arms race. We've talked about this before. It's before he got into he fought against the one and done for years, John.
He did.
He talked again. He argued against it. Now, once you got in the arms race, that's when he's back. He's back.
And so he committed to Duke earlier today.
Didn't his dad play for the Dolphins or something?
His dad was a first round pick for the Dolphins.
He was a stud.
So this is a very large man. Duke obviously landed the top three players in the country last year with Zion, Cameron Reddish, and RJ Barrett. All three of those guys are going to be gone next year. So it will conceivably be Vernon Carey's team. You know, I'd love to see a Memphis-Duke matchup. Last time they played was, didn't they play in Madison Square? And it was a good game, like 12 years ago?
Man, when was that? I don't have my book in front of me.
I want to say J.J. Redick was in that game. At Madison, you remember what I'm talking about? Yeah, it was 2005. Memphis was number 11 in the country. Duke was number one. Memphis lost 70-67. Do you remember that?
Nope.
Man, I'm pulling it out on you.
You did. You pulled that one out. I want a matchup with Duke, and that's what getting James Wiseman can potentially do for you. Put you in those one-offs with those teams next year.
Yeah.
Put you in a Jimmy V Classic type matchup with Duke or something.
Yep.
I could see it happening.
Sean Williams had 15.
Sean.
That was a good game.
Hey, Sean, you just reminded me, man, we have got to get him on the show.
I'd love to talk to Sean. Sean's one of my favorites.
He's married up now, like we were talking about, to the girl on one of those shows my wife
watches. Were good times, dog. Back in 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008. Those are fun times.
D'Angelo, finalist for the Doak back in 05.
Yep. All right, we'll come back. Joe Theismann's going to join us. We will talk to him about the NFL. We will talk to him about the Washington Redskins and Reuben Foster. Lots to get to with Joe Theismann. We'll do that next. Jason and John on 89FM, ESPN.
Hey, this is John Martin, and I want to tell you about Tiger Promotions. Tiger Promotions is a local Memphis company that does everything. They do T-shirts, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products. You got a business, an event, a church, even a school, then you got to give my buddy Lee Rainey a call. Listen, there are hundreds of companies in town that do what Tiger Promotions does, but there's a reason why Penny Hardaway and Mike Norvell are loyal customers at Tiger Promotions, because they're a step above. Tiger Promotion prints for the University of Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies, and hundreds of other companies here in town. But what separates them at Tiger Promotions is their responsiveness and their service. You're not going to have to wait 3 days for a response to an email or to get artwork. Lee and Tiger Promotions are going to respond to you that day. They take your business seriously. So trust me when I tell you this. Go with somebody that's proven and has a history of working with companies and coaches and people that you know here in Memphis. Not a national website or somebody who prints or embroiders in their garage and who doesn't understand Memphis. So give my man Lee a call, 901-674-5337. Or check them out at tigerpromotions.net. That's tigerpromotions.net.
With the holidays coming, I needed cash and I needed it fast. Thank goodness for the Advanced Financial Holiday Flex Loan from AF247.com. It's a flexible line of credit that's quick and easy. I only pay for the amount I need and I only pay for the time I need it. The best part is I got the money I needed the same day.
I love my Holiday Flex Loan from Advanced Financial. It was perfect for me. This year, I needed flexibility. I didn't want to pick between paying bills and visiting family. AF247.com was super easy, and the money was deposited right into my bank account. Now all my bills are paid, and I can enjoy the holidays.
The Advanced Financial Holiday Flex Loan from AF247.com starts with a simple, no-nonsense application from your phone or tablet. Open your line of credit and have your money within the hour. Visit us online at AF247.com or come to one of our 24/7 locations. Advance Financial. Flexibility is good.
It's the holidays, and that means family. A lot of family. We're talking Uncle Herman doing charades in your living room family. But don't let that be the height of this holiday's entertainment, because now you can get an amazing deal on Xfinity TV and internet. Not only does Xfinity deliver the most reliable internet, but it's also America's best internet provider, according to speedtest.net. Plus, Xfinity lets you find all your favorites, including on Netflix and, coming soon, Amazon Prime Video, just by speaking into your X1 voice remote. Now you can have entertainment the whole family will enjoy this season. It's simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity TV and internet with up to 150 megabits per second download speed for $35 each a month for 2 years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement and HBO included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Offer ends 12/9/18. Requires equal bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including VTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After premium promo and agreement term, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm. And take your Chili's to go.
Baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
Brett Clark here, operating partner of Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. In the mood for bar bites at a great price? Join us in the bar every day from 5 to 7 o'clock for Prime Happy Hour. Or 5 wines by the glass like Badisa Pinot Grigio or Drumheller Cabernet, 5 cocktails like our Blueberry Lemon Drop or the SoCal V&T, or 9 bar bites like Sweet Chili Calamari or our Signature Burgers are all $9 to $13. Fleming's Prime Happy Hour, a great way to end the day.
Hey, what's going on? This is John Martin. Listen, the holidays are coming up, and if you're anything like me, then it's a struggle sometimes to find that perfect gift for somebody this holiday season. Well, I got the perfect gift idea for you, and that's a new tattoo from Trilogy Tattoo. Tattoos are the perfect gift to give that special someone in your life that they can love forever. So stop on by and see what they can put together for you this holiday season. Trilogy Tattoo, 530 South Highland, or you can visit them on the web at TrilogyMemphis.com. That's TrilogyMemphis.com.
Many health conditions, such as high blood pressure, are connected to gum disease in your mouth. Good thing their signs can be detected in a routine dental exam covered by a Delta Dental of Tennessee plan. Learn more at CoverYourMouth.com.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Jeff Cogg is going to join us at 1:25. We will talk to Jeff about the Wing Guru Burger, because that is what he wants to talk about. So we will do that at 1:25. There is a game tonight on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
It is the Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Tennessee Titans. Now, I was playing basketball yesterday. And a guy comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, man, why are you so upset about the Titans? What made you so upset about the Titans?"
Ben and I have been trying to understand what makes you so triggered when you talk about them.
And that's when I explained to Drake, is his name. Not that Drake, but his name is Drake.
Oh, okay.
That's when I explained to Drizzy that...
It's funny.
It's not the Titans themselves, right? Or sometimes it is, but in this case, it's not. It's not. It's the fact that their fans believe that they have more than a 15% chance of making the playoffs. Because I will tell you, that is exactly their percentage chance of making the playoffs right now. Cynthia Freeland, you familiar with Cynthia Freeland?
No, but should
She's a brilliant football mind. And her mathematical model predicts every contending team's chances of making the postseason. The Seahawks have a 70% chance. The Eagles have a 60% chance. The Colts, I'm just throwing you in a few numbers, have a 57% chance.
It's weird how you're bouncing from NFC to AFC. Go right ahead.
The Tennessee Titans, a 15% chance.
Oh, no.
15.
Bennett, he just did this to say I told you so from yesterday.
This is classic Dumb and Dumber. Oh, you're saying we have a chance? That's exactly what
all I said
I'm
is
saying.
All I didn't tell you that it wouldn't be hard yesterday, John. I didn't tell you the Titans are going to make the playoffs. I think, actually, when you put me on the spot, I said no.
You did say no.
Okay.
You did say no.
All right. But it is not impossible.
It is not impossible.
And if you're going to do it, you've got to do it starting with a win tonight against the Jags. Bennett Doyle, will they do it?
It's going to be tough.
This has been, you literally could say that about the entire, that's been the story of your season.
I think Bennett said that about every game.
BD.
He's right. Every game for the Titans is
tough. It's
going to
be tough. 2018 Titans, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, they're desperate. We've beaten them 3 times in a row, so they really want to beat us. And it's going to be a 6-3 game. And so whoever kicks 2 field goals instead of 1 is going to win. So we'll see.
Just to kind of go through it really quickly here. The Baltimore Ravens have a 59% chance.
Yeah, they're the ones
of making the playoffs. Like I said, the Colts are at 57%, and then you kind of work your way down from there. But yes, no, listen. I mean, if they want to do it, obviously you got to win tonight. And as promised, he is Joe Theismann. He's a Super Bowl champion. He is a Memphian. Made a little time for us today, and he joins us now. Joe, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Everything is good here in Memphis. I do want to start with Alex Smith. I mean, you were there for that game. I mean, what was your reaction when you see that brutal injury?
I was in a state of shock, to be honest with you. I mean, I was just I didn't realize how it would and did affect me. It was just something terrible. I felt so bad for Alex. I felt so bad for the situation that he was in, and sort of had an idea what was going to be the road ahead for him.
When something like that happens, right? I an injury that looks anything close to what yours did once upon a time. I'm sure a million different media outlets, call you and ask you for. Has it gotten to a point to where you don't mind talking about it? I guess just how do you look at that and just discussing the injury so many years later?
Well, through the experiences that I've had, I hope that by talking about it and sharing it with other people, it helps people deal with it. That's the reason why, I basically, accept the interviews and talk to people. It gives people a perspective on what Alex is going to go through, and I understand there's a little bit of an infection issue now, so that's the biggest concern for me, is when you have an open fracture, to control the infection is paramount. The bones will heal at some point, mm-hmm. but the infection needs to be something that really needs to be taken care of immediately. And just to give people a little bit of insight as to what the road's going to look like ahead. And plus, the events of that evening were so eerie. I mean, the score of the game winds up being exactly the same as the night I was injured. The position on the field is very similar. Alex has played 166 games. I played 167. I have a nephew by the name of Alex Smith who's 33 years old. I mean, the whole thing's just crazy.
Wow. The season, we talked to you before the season, and you said the Redskins had a shot to win the division, to unseat the Eagles, you told us. And Joe, I'm not going to lie to you, I snickered at it a little bit. I said, no way. Well, I mean, the season started out, and the way it went, you guys were right there on top of the division. And I said, Joe was right. I mean, they were right there. But then you get the, not just Alex, but then Colt McCoy this past week. Has it just been one thing after another? And I guess, ultimately, too many injuries this season?
Yeah, it is. It started really with Darius Geis, our running back.
With Geis, you're right.
We lost the rookie running back
preseason.
In the beginning.
Yep.
Then
yep.
We lost Sean LaValle, our left guard. Brandon Sheriff, our right guard. Trent Williams missed a couple of games. Morgan Moses has been playing hurt. I mean, the entire offensive line's been playing hurt except for one or two people.
That's true.
Bergstrom has stepped in. Roulier has stepped in and played. It's just on the offensive side of the ball, it's been quarterbacks, it's been offensive linemen, it's been running backs. Last year, it was defensive linemen and safeties.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 2 years, it's almost 30 guys on IR. They had 23 last year. I think there are 17 now. I mean, it's our league is based upon players. We all know that. I mean, if you don't have the players, I don't care what your concept or scheme is, it doesn't matter. But in our case, you know, we were a competitive enough football team to stay in 60 minutes of games if we could stay healthy. I mean, look at the Texans have won, what, 9 in a row now?
Mm-hmm.
And we had them on the ropes, be it not for a drop pass opportunity, and an interception was run back for a record. And you're right there in the game. The Cowboys, the final score of the Thanksgiving Day game was 8-point differential. And that was the way the Redskins were, you know, that's the way they had to play because we have no explosiveness outside. They don't have anybody who can actually, you know, take off and go. So it's a, you know, it's a let's get in a fist fight. Let's make it a 12-rounder. And at the end, we need to be in a position to try and win a game. And now you're just down people. I mean, how bad do you feel for Mark Sanchez, guys? I mean, he had no work whatsoever. Now he's going to have 6 days of work to get ready for this next game against the Giants.
Mm. Yeah, no, it's definitely tough. And then one last thing on the on Washington, Joe. Obviously, details continue to come out about Reuben Foster. Just generally, you know, your thoughts on the signing and just how the Redskins have handled everything since.
Well, I was curious on the signing. I think that I don't understand it, but I don't know all the facts of surrounding Reuben Foster's situation. And I think before anybody passes judgment, and that's basically what everybody does nowadays, is they jump to conclusions before they ever understand the situation fully.
True.
I would like to know exactly what has transpired, exactly what the situation is, and what happened, and then I found it as a curious signing, though. I think with the way we are in society today and you know, the things that the National Football League tries to do, I guess the best way to describe it for me is curious.
Are the Cowboys going to win the East now, Joe? And if the answer is yes, do they do it without making that Amari Cooper move? Will it be because of that, or is that certainly aided? What do you think?
I think they have a really good shot at it.
You
I
like
think
Philly.
The defense is playing a better. I don't think Philly's playing that great. I don't think Carson is anywhere near he was a year ago.
That's true.
So to me, that you know, they're not quite there yet. Alshon has to step up again. They still don't run the football that well. Overall, they're basically going to throw the football. Defensively, their line hasn't been what it was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Cowboys defensively are playing very good football.
Oh, yeah.
And Amari Cooper, no, I don't think the Cowboys are where they are without Amari Cooper. I think it speaks to having that one key individual make such a difference on your football team. I think Amari's made a big difference in that offense. Ever since they got him, they haven't lost.
When they did it, Joe, I sure thought it was too much. Did you, first-round pick? I mean, when they did it, I was killing it. What about you?
No, they never – you know, they just had – they had nowhere to go outside.
Well, that's true.
You know, I mean, when you look at the Redskins, we really don't have, you know, a dynamic outside receiver that we can get the ball to and say, okay,
mm-hmm.
he's going to change the game for us. That's what's happened in Washington. When you added Amari Cooper – you saw a different kind of football player. We see different guys move to different teams. Josh Gordon with the New England Patriots.
Yep.
What an asset he has been, even though, you know, he had his trials and tribulations in Cleveland.
We are, of course, talking to the great Joe Theismann, Super Bowl champion, a Memphian. Joe, I'm curious as to your opinion on the Green Bay situation. People have said that it appeared to them that Aaron Rodgers quit on Mike McCarthy. Obviously, he was fired after the home loss to Arizona. It just was not going well for him this year. What did you make of that situation and just the franchise and Aaron Rodgers going forward?
Well, first of all, I'm a shareholder of the Green Bay Packers, okay? I had an opportunity a few years back, so I do $269, I think it was. I'm a shareholder.
Smart
so
man.
I have an investment in this franchise, okay? And to say that Aaron quit on Mike is just the most – it's got to be one of the dumbest statements I think ever made, because guys don't quit on guys. Aaron has not played to a level we've seen him play before. That's a fact. But the Green Bay Packers don't have players. It's exactly what I'm talking about. They have, you know, Davante Adams is their best receiver, and he's the guy that Aaron continues to look for.
Yep.
Jimmy Graham's got a bad thumb. I mean, he's really not going to be an impact player. They haven't been able to run the football. And defensively, over the last 3 or 4 years, the Green Bay Packers basically have been – they've struggled.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not just one thing. To be honest with you, when I look at the Green Bay Packers and the firing, Mike winds up being, I think, in the better situation. Because whoever takes over that football team, and right now it's Joe Philbin, you still, it doesn't change the fact that you don't have the horses to run the race in. Mm-hmm. The concepts may be a little different, or you know, Aaron may play better going down the stretch. I think he's missed opportunities where he's never missed them before. You know, we see him throw the ball low in different situations. He's had to move around a bit more than he has in the past. Aaron's still Aaron. And, you know, from my perspective, Mike's going to give – I think he's going to be given an opportunity to be able to pick and choose a team that he can get involved with and do the things that he's done. Mike McCarthy's a heck of a football coach. They won a lot of football games without a lot of great personnel up there.
How attractive do you think that job is? I mean, I know Bruce Arians' name has been thrown out there. Jim Harbaugh from Michigan is rumored to be a candidate or to be interested in it. I mean, do you think this is still a job that will still attract the best of the best when it comes to coaches in football?
I think so, and I think the guy at the top of the list is Josh McDaniels out of New England.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he turned down that Colt job, but I think this is a job – with a, you know, you always want to go someplace where you have somebody who can pull the trigger for you.
Yeah.
You know, John Gruden made the statement. I talked to John for a number of years when he was in the booth. I said, when are you going to go back and coach? You deserve to be on the sidelines. That's where you belong. You know, I like listening to you, but to be honest with you, you're a football coach. You belong on the sidelines. He said, I'm not going anywhere until I get a quarterback. And I still believe he thinks he has one in Derek Carr. And that football team is sort of positioning itself going forward. And John, in the first year, like a lot of coaches, you learn what you have, you learn what you don't have. You know, Khalil Mack has been an impact player in Chicago. Amari's been an impact player in Dallas. But yet with the Raiders, both of them were there last year, and they still didn't really do that well. So, you know, what's the bad part of that deal? I think DeFilippo is another one who has a chance to be a head coach in this league. We'll probably see another five or six head coaching jobs open up. You know, Green Bay is one that's been mentioned, and there's other places where people are probably going to be dissatisfied with what they have and go forward. Cleveland still is up in the air, even though Greg Williams is there now. So, I mean, there's, you know, there are going to be opportunities. There's excellent assistants out there, but, you know, it boils down to what's your football team look like? Do you have a trigger man? Do you have certain players in certain positions? I break down football teams this way, and this is fun. You give me eight guys that can either – they don't need to be elected to the Pro Bowl but can play at a Pro Bowl level. Okay, give me eight of them. Then give me 12 supporters, like a right tackle or an outside backer, you know, a safety. They don't have to be the greatest. Good special teams, a good kicking game. You give me about a dozen of those guys. And then you give me 26 people who are committed to anything I ask them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the 8-12-26 theory. You take a football team. You want to have some fun? Pick any football team you want and see how many of them fit into that category. The ones that will be in the playoffs, I promise you, fit into that category. 6 to 8 guys who can play at a high level, a dozen or so that can support it, and then 26 guys that are willing to go to the wall for you. Then you got a chance to win. And you know, our league, guys, to be honest with you, there's going to be probably 8 or 9 football teams in the next 2 years that are going to be looking for quarterbacks. And where are they going to come from?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, when you stop, the college ranks aren't going to put out eight or nine of them in the next couple of years. Matter of fact, this year coming up seems to be a very, very thin year when it comes to quarterbacks based upon the ones that came out this year.
Yep.
Joe, the old saying used to be that defense wins championships. We certainly saw that with Baltimore and with others. But if you look at the top of both the NFC and AFC, you've got two teams dominating right now, you know, with KC and the Rams, that defensively, they give up a ton of points. Do you trust those two teams? You think about that old adage, do you trust them in terms of the playoffs and how far they'll go with those defenses giving up those high number of points? Or is it just where, hey, you got to throw the old saying out because the NFL's changed so much?
I don't think you throw the old saying out. I still believe defense wins championships. You know, the New Orleans Saints, nobody talks about their defense, and the Cowboys did a pretty good job on them. But the Cowboys are where they are because of the way their defense has surged over the last couple of years. We talk about Amari being added to the offense, and, of course, Zeke's running well, and Dak's playing good, solid football. But defensively is where you see the difference in that football team.
Yeah.
I think through the first 9-10 games of the season for the Saints, defense has really done well.
Agreed.
Now that the Rams have Aqib Talib back, I think they're going to be better on that side of the ball. Marcus Peters has been picked on a lot, given up a lot of big plays, but Ndamukong's there. I think that's going to be, you know, the Rams are going to hang their hat a little bit on their defensive side of the ball, mm-hmm. more of a complete team. Kansas City is the question mark. What's going to be so key, guys, is this. Who winds up with home field advantage?
Yep.
Will the New England Patriots somehow wind up with a bye in home field, or will the Kansas City Chiefs be able to hang on, keep that home field advantage, and have people come to Kansas City? Two very difficult plays, mm-hmm. places to go to win. But there's one team you want to keep your eye on. They're my sort of sleeper, and that's the Seattle Seahawks. They finished with 3 out of 4 at home. Of course, the Vikings have to travel out to Seattle this week, mm-hmm. which is a huge game when it comes to playoff implications. So, the top 10 are still going to be fun to watch. Chicago now making some noise.
Yeah.
Minnesota, everybody's waiting for them to make the run again. Will the Giants, you know, play Grinch and ruin Christmases for a lot of people? That's something you're curious about as well.
Joe, it's always good to catch up, my man. Thanks for the time, as always.
Thank you, Joe.
Good. Can't wait to come home and see you guys.
Yes, sir.
Happy holidays to you, Joe.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep. He is Joe Theismann, of course, Super Bowl champion, joins us from time to time here on the show. We always do appreciate it. All right, we'll come back. Jeff Calkins is going to join us at 125. Jason and John, 92.9 FM. ESPN.
Dashing down the street with candles all aflame, by car, by horse, by feet. Hooray for holiday games! Very small and bright, a scratchable delight. What fun it is to play and give holiday games tonight! Holiday games, holiday games, holiday instant games. Oh, what fun they are to play throughout the holidays!
Give the gift of holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
The big guy's not going to like these.
Why not? They're slim, light, and easy to add on to gifts. He'll be over his sled when he sees them.
I don't know, Reggie. There's more to the Tennessee Lottery holiday instant games than you think. We're giving away real chances to win. And guess who has to deliver all that loot?
I don't know. The lottery?
Oh, good point.
This winter, get to work on our newest bundle of holiday instant games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, elf-approved fun. Please play responsibly.
Jeff Calkins here with the owner of one of my favorite restaurants in the city, Bon Thai. It's Molly Smith. Molly, one of the things that people I don't think realize about Bon Thai is that it's incredibly convenient if you're driving to a game, if you're going to the Orpheum, if you're going to a show. How long does it take to get to downtown from your restaurant?
About 5 minutes. It's very close.
Actually, you have people, they can leave their cars in your parking lot and take an Uber or Lyft?
Yes, we do. They do it all the time. We have a secured, fenced-in parking lot and plenty of free parking for everyone.
What if I want to stay and watch the game and eat your delicious food and watch it at Bon Thai?
We would love for you to. We have a lot of people do that all the time.
Is that true? You're a sports fan?
Oh, big sports fan. I'm a good cheerleader.
You've been consistently voted the best Thai restaurant in the city. What makes Bon Thai so good?
Number one would be our delicious food. Number two, we have a great patio and an outside heated bar. And number three, we're sort of like a Cheers. You're going to see some of your friends every time you come.
You'll probably see me there, and you can see the menu at BonThaiRestaurant.com. Give them a call at 272-1538 or just stop by at 1324 Peabody. Thanks, Molly.
Thanks, Jeff. Go Tigers. Go Grizz.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/31/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra, subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
I'm Hart Robinson, and I've got the Memphis Boat Center. We've been a customer with Frace for over 30 years. Security in our business is really important, and so we always talk to somebody that's local. Scheduling an appointment is simple and easy and always very courteous, and it's nice to deal with them. I would highly recommend Frace Protection.
For smart home security, choose local and call Frace Protection today.
Call 755-1800. Your local home security pros, Frace Protection.
Tennessee license 0268.
The new fall goods are in at Suits U, so hurry in for the absolute best prices on suits from Calvin Klein, Ralph Lauren, Rossi Mann, Steve Lance, Stacey Adams, and many more. Suits U has gorgeous sweaters and corduroy pants starting at $29.99, just in time for the cooler weather. Dress shoes from Stacey Adams, Giovanni, and Belvedere. 100% cotton dress shirts from $29.99. Four Memphis locations, 4835 American Way, 6297 Winchester, 1223 Shelby Drive, 4835 Austin Peay. Mention this ad and get a free gift. At Suits U, we really suit you. There are margaritas, and then there are
margaritas!
Bring your party thirst to La Herradura Mexican Restaurant, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Memphis. Made from scratch guacamole, massive plates of Mexican cuisine, and the only restaurant on Summer Avenue with a full bar. Happy hour Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with
margaritas
for only $2. Don't miss karaoke every Friday night. La Herradura Mexican Restaurant, 4090 Summer Avenue. Just like being in Mexico.
Get your jump on with today's perks deal. Half off 2 hours of jumping fun at Get Air Trampoline Park in Collierville. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, so the holidays are just around the corner, which means it's time to, as you guys know, find that perfect gift. You'll do that at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Doesn't matter what your budget is either. That's the great thing. The only thing that matters over there is that you want to impress her and put something special under the tree. They got a ton of options, for example, like the 1-carat diamond stud earrings, $7.99. Christmas and New Year's are the perfect time to get engaged, and Robert Irwin Jewelers has the perfect ring to help you make the perfect proposal.
The diamond is the symbol of love and commitment. I remember 10 years ago when my wife and I were out shopping for her ring. We were in a big box jeweler in Wolf Chase, as a matter of fact. And a man walked by, I told this story yesterday, a man walked by us and said, "Don't do it." And at the time, my wife, Corinne, she wanted to kill somebody. At the time, I said, "Am I making the right move?" But now that I think back on it, that guy wasn't just telling me don't get married, like my wife thought. He was telling me don't go into debt, John, on a ring. Which is what I did. And listen, men, listen to me closely. Howie's got just the thing for you. Altar-created diamonds. Listen to me. They're grown above the ground in a greenhouse that make them environmentally friendly. Makes them 100% conflict-free. You guys know that's important. But here's the deal. They're 100% identical to mine diamonds. Why? Because they are diamonds. Only difference is where they come from. Here's the difference for you, man. They're 25 to 30% less expensive, so you don't go into that long debt that I was in, paying off a ring for years. And here's the deal. They shine bigger and brighter than the mine diamonds.
It's true.
We've seen them, haven't we, John?
Up close and personal. I'm telling you, they are.
And that's what the woman wants, men.
They are better, and it's going to be a little bit easier on your pocketbook. I don't know if you have a pocketbook, but if you do, it's going to be easier on them. So, Robert Irwin Jewelers, get on out there. Bigger, brighter diamonds.
Be smart.
Four locations online, rijewelers.com. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Jeff Calkins is going to join us at 1:25. Now, I ran into Snap at a Grizzlies game, after a Grizzlies game. I don't know how long ago it was. Maybe it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. And he told me he's working on one for us. But, you know, listen, I can't wait forever. You know, it's either ready or it's not.
Ooh, how dare you? We have not reached a point where you can be like, we can't wait forever on somebody to do a song for us.
Oh, it's been 2 years, okay?
That dude weird.
He cut one for Calkins in 2 years. You know, come on.
We're not the champion of radio yet like Calkins is.
Maybe
that man is a champion.
Maybe that is true.
Of radio and print, I should say.
Well, he's not. He doesn't do print anymore. Daily Memphian's online only.
That counts.
Mm-mm.
That's online print.
Yeah, so hopefully we can get that song soon. I thought somebody else said they had a song for us, too. I feel like, you know, if you're going to make us a song, please feel free. We'll play it. We'll use it as a return. You know, what's the least we can do?
Well, these be good.
No, I don't even care if it's good. I mean, who are we to decide if it's good or not? If somebody puts the effort and the time into it, to me, it's good.
Well, it just can't be anything, Joe. Yeah.
I mean, yes. I mean, let's not be disrespectful, obviously.
Right.
But you could, like, how about this? How about a song called "Well Hello There"? And you could, like, you can use the drop, right? Bennett will send you the drop. It'd be great.
Bennett, I got one. I have a question for you. It occurred to me during our last segment, and since I see John is sounding a little weird right now about what he wants to talk about, I want to ask you something.
What's up?
You know how you got, and if you don't mind, maybe you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You've got the drop for Grizz.
Yes.
But give us a taste of that real fast. You've got the drop for Tigers, do you not? Bennett, where is the drop for your Titans? And what would it sound like? Like, what would...
Well, you know, I've considered...
That was John, y'all, acting a fool.
I've considered this, and the reason that is it's so divided, the NFL loyalties. Like, everybody here's a Grizz and a Tigers fan.
But,
so,
but
like,
we carry... Do we not... I mean, we carry Cowboy Titans.
No, yeah, we carry the Titans and the Cowboys.
So why would you not have us? I mean, we carry the Grizzlies, you have a sound. You carry, Tigers, you have a sound.
Right, the Titans.
Where is the Titans... sound, Bennett? If you're going to do this right, don't you have to have a sound? Is it a sword coming down? Like, what is it? What would it sound like?
There you go, right there. There's the Titans
sound.
See,
you think you're funny, but I don't think Titans fans appreciate that. I'm serious, man. I'm looking out for you here, Bennett. I don't know.
Mariota.
Is there a sound we can come up with for Titans? What would it be? Grizzlies and Tigers is easy. No. Seriously, I mean, it feels like something's missing when we talk
Titans. With my dream in my cardigan. There you go. How about some Miley?
I think this is part of the reason, Bennett, why he doesn't respect. Titans like he should.
That's right.
You know, when you make that growl sound or you make that tiger sound, John straightens up in his chair. He knows it's talk time. It's business time.
It's talk time.
I found it.
When you do Titans, give it to me. Give me a good one.
It's not a drop. People wanna know. This is stupid. This is ridiculous. No. I beat you this.
The mighty Titans. I can tell this movie a big impression on you.
That's not a drop. My God.
And arguably the greatest sports movie of all time.
Maybe you can condense it to just "We Are the Titans."
You'd have to condense it. I mean, that's way too long. That took way too long to get into that.
We can't even talk a Titans sound effect without you getting triggered about this franchise. Huh? It's ridiculous.
I almost had a stroke when Joe Theismann said John Gruden went to the Raiders because he thought he had a quarterback. Like, my God.
I think Joe Theismann knows a little bit more than anybody on this show about the NFL.
Is Derek Carr not one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL this year, statistically?
Bro, he is throwing to Jason and I.
This is where I'm home. I'm backing into the bushes on YouTube right now.
Nobody wants to
throw darts at each other about your franchises.
I mean, this is like two small people arguing about who's shorter.
It is.
He can throw the rock at the shirt.
Listen how everybody's laughing.
Yeah.
Everything's great.
Somebody giggles.
Can throw the rock at the shirt.
when the future was bright.
The guy whose quarterback is Marcus Mariota is trying to throw rocks. Like, it's just, it doesn't sound right.
Better numbers this year than Carr.
It doesn't sound right. Man, we're tanking, man.
Y'all dudes with the little white, with the white gloves, you're just slapping each other. Take that.
We do this every day,
yeah,
dude.
You too, with your two franchises.
I mean, you guys have four more wins than us, you know? I mean, that's it. That's not that many.
Are you pulling for the Titans tonight?
No, I'm not pulling for the Titans tonight. Why would I pull for the Titans?
That's what I wanted to boil this down to.
I never root against them.
Thing to root against them, obviously, as everyone would do, when they're playing your team. I get it.
Yeah.
But when they're not.
Yeah. I don't care about them at all. They're 6-6. They are a 500-ass football team. They do not deserve this much time on our show. Facts. I mean, the Bears are better. We don't even talk about them.
I know. I tried not to overdo it. I don't want to bore anybody.
Yeah, we let this dude throw a freaking parade because they beat the Jets.
There's Titans fans in this town.
It took a freaking miracle.
There's a reason we carry them on our station.
Exactly. There's a point.
Well, how does it rate?
Oh, my goodness.
Pretty good. Go ask your boss, Brad Carson.
I'd like to, because
tell you pretty good.
I'd like to ask how it rates. That's what I'd like to ask. Okay?
It's up there. Titans truthers. That's up there for your trigger words,
six,
your trigger things.
I mean, do you
it's
not
on the list?
Do you not see the fundamental problem, though, in the amount of time that we've devoted to the Tennessee Titans already on this show? They're 6-6. We don't give you any love.
John, we carry the Titans.
We're sitting there.
I mean, I respect what you're saying about the Bears, but we carry the Titans.
Nobody gives a damn about that.
You need a better sound.
Wow.
We got to get a better sound.
I hope Dan Barron's listening.
I hope he's listening, too. Dan, I don't care.
You're going to get fired because of the way you talk about the Titans.
Oh, I'm going to get fired. Okay.